We are in.
Let me tell you. Whoa, calm. Hey.
Sorry.
Calm down.
I was hot mic. That's a hot mic.
Only when you're yelling at
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shied Show.
Hello.
Good morning.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, hello, ladies. And gentlemen.
Gentlemen. Are these the Jewish?
Yes, I love Jewish people. I'm serious. I really love Jewish people.
Really?
I really do. I get along with Jewish people so well.
Their attitude, their culture.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Something about it.
I just love it.
Interesting. Well, how about you let Brian introduce me?
Okay.
I'm also with Robert Scheid.
Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Jewish?
Yeah, it is. I like Jewish people
you do?
As well. Yeah.
Oh, cool. What is it? Their culture?
I'm not sure. But before we even get into that, maybe we should introduce what the show is. Or have we already
what
done
is the
that?
Show?
This is the Scheid Show.
Ah, good.
Oh! Hey. Well, that was a very demure clap, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was.
Different than the other
it was a golf clap.
What is it about the Jewish culture that
he's got an 8-foot putt. It looks like it's going to go from right to left. Here we go. Oh, it's well hit. It's a well struck. But it looks like it's going to catch it. Oh, it's in the hole. Let's go over to Dan at the 9th hole.
17 feet out. Could be an easy chip in.
I'm sorry, my phone just went off.
We have a disturbance.
Quiet over there. Quiet, please. Quiet, everyone.
Steps. Steps to the ball. A nice even stroke, and it's off. It's picking up speed, breaking left. 2 feet from the hole. Disappointed, but determined. Tiger Woods. We're going to go over to Neil, hole 6.
Take it away, Neil. And, Dan, before we come back to you, why don't you get a glass of water?
Thank you.
I think Dan's still on. Ah. So we are about to hit off of the tee here. Mm-hmm. And it's 500 yards to the hole, leaning left, bunkers on the left and right side. Ooh, and a beautiful hit there. Oh, it's going into the woods. Well, can't say I didn't see that coming. He's been having a tough day all day.
Thank you, Neil. Well done. And we're going to go to a commercial break. This U.S. Open is sponsored by TD Ameritrade. You can guarantee your money is safe.
At TD Ameritrade, you can guarantee your money is safe.
Are you worried about inflation?
Yes.
Are you worried about the government?
Yes.
Are you worried about the economy?
You betcha.
At TD Ameritrade, you needn't worry anymore. We're proud sponsors of the U.S. Open and Tiger Woods.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 982nd annual U.S. Open.
We have something developing. Mm. It appears that Tiger Woods has broken a golf club.
Oh, do tell, Neil.
And he is not allowed to actually use a substitute golf club.
Okay.
It's officially broken.
Official rules coming into play. Let's go over to Dan. I believe he's following Tiger Woods at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Dan?
Thank you, Scott.
Did you get that water, Dan?
I did. Thank you. Scott, Neil?
Yes.
We have a developing story here on 16. Tiger has taken his shirt off.
What?
What?
And has dipped it into a tar pit.
What?
Hoping that he... Hoping? Hoping.
Are you okay, Dan?
Dan.
Hoping.
Dan.
Yes.
This is Scott. Police
Scott, guy. Yeah. Pulling the shirt out of the tar pit and allowing it to dry will cause a rod-like substance to use as a pitch, putt, a pitch and putter. Tiger is hoping he can substitute in lieu of his broken club. This is Dan, reporting from the 16T. I'm going to make my way up the fairway, check on his status.
Thank you, Dan.
Didn't know about the tar pits on the side of this golf course. It's
another ancient.
Ancient. Yeah. Yeah, these are the La Brea golf course.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We're going to go to a commercial break now. We are sponsored. The U.S. Open is proud to announce its partnership with American Airlines, an airline that hasn't crashed into the ocean or into the side of a mountain in the last 200 years. We'll be right back.
Ever since, the history of flight has been part of the American Airlines family. Not once has one of our airliners carrying hundreds of Americans crashed into the ocean or into the side of a mountain. Never has that happened.
Those facts cannot be substantiated.
American Airlines is a proud sponsor of the United States Open.
Something special in the air. American Airlines.
So we're back here now. We're following American golfer Butch Baird.
Ah, Butchie.
As he is attempting to make a putt on the 13th hole.
This putt looks like it breaks from right to left.
You're not actually on the field. We're at the booth. We can speak a little louder.
It's better this way. It's tradition.
Yeah, but I can.
This putt.
They can't hear us. We're watching off of monitors.
This putt is going to break from right to left by 6 inches. Butch Baird. It's looking good. Oh. Leaves him 6 inches lipped out there.
Yeah.
The crowd seems pleased.
You know, they should not be pleased. They really shouldn't.
I know, they just seem pleased.
Yeah, he just overhit that.
I know.
And he just saw right before that. I mean, he saw George Coetzee hitting earlier.
You know,
the South African
Neil, you don't have to pronounce his last name like that. We can just do Coetzee.
No, I think it's Coetzee.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that.
But he is.
Let's throw it over to Dan on the 16th tee with Tiger Woods. 17th tee. I apologize. Take it away, Dan.
We are with Tiger, a shirtless Tiger, here on the 17th tee, about to tee off. He is elected to take his tar-pitted pitch putter and throw it into the woods.
Oh.
And is going to tee off with a 3-iron.
Mm. He's going to tee off. That's a 400-yard hole.
Tiger has elected to go shirtless with a 3-iron.
Uh-oh.
For 400 yards.
And he steps to the tee.
Son of a bitch!
Hell of a shot into the neighboring fairway. Tiger looks as though he's about to lose his temper.
Oh, and it appears he's hit Toyokazu Fujishima, who was golfing in
there. Hey, now, what's your son?
He expletives are being yelled.
Let's try to cut away. Let's go back to the second hole. We have Lorenzo Gagli lining up for a 4-foot. Jim Furyk is, for some reason, helping him line up this putt. Arch enemies. Lorenzo is an Italian. Jim Furyk is an American.
I think he paid Jim Furyk. What I heard was Jim Furyk is here only as a consultant.
Oh, a caddy is what they call it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to a commercial. Please stand by. Do you guys watch golf? Ever?
Yeah.
For real?
I've watched it before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It can be fun. Kind of a nice thing to have on in the background.
That's right.
If anything.
That's right.
Yeah. It doesn't tend to unfold the way that this particular one unfolded.
No, but kind of.
Yeah.
I used to watch golf a lot.
Me too. I grew up watching golf with my grandfather.
I live in Augusta, and the Masters.
Georgia.
Yeah, so.
You lived in Augusta?
Lived in Augusta, yeah. So when the Masters would come to town, we would rent our house out to one of the golfers that was actually in the Masters, and we would, with that money, we'd go to Disney World.
So that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I haven't watched golf. I haven't. The truth is, in the last few years, I really have not been as tuned into sports as I used to be.
Mm. Me neither. Why is that for you?
I think it's because I stopped watching television as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the funny thing is that since losing cable, I was the same way. I stopped, having cable, and I stopped watching sports. But then with ESPN3, which is a free service that you can watch online.
Really?
And I can get it through my Xbox. I watch so much more.
Could I get it through my PS3?
I think it's possible. You have to check and see. But I know, like, even online, so you can hook your computer up to your TV if you want to.
Oh, I gotta get one of those adapters.
It is awesome.
Really?
I mean, I'm watching rugby. I'm watching cricket.
Oh, I don't want to watch that.
No, but I'm watching, sports I would never watch. I watch a lot of soccer.
What about?
But then you can watch golf.
Really?
You can watch tennis. You can watch football.
Really?
Yeah.
NFL?
No, college football. Because NFL, NFL is on, is already licensed
contract,
to everything.
Yeah.
But
same with Major League Baseball.
College is great. Mm. Basketball. You're going to get a lot of some of the obscure stuff, but it is really, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And the new design, at least on the Xbox interface, is really great because you can do split screen and pause one and pull up scoreboards, and it's really, really awesome.
So I bet you Roku must have that. No?
I don't know if Roku has a deal with ESPN.
Out of a gun.
Yeah.
You have a Roku box.
That's all I think that's a big part of it. Is that I got rid of cable as well. I just watch through Roku.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I just have Netflix and Hulu, and it's.
I just watch movies and television shows.
I think that's a part of it, and I just I just feel like my lifestyle here in Los Angeles has led me more to be more into other things than watching sports.
I love sports. I love sports back home though, like because when I go home to Boston, I watch a lot of sports because then everybody's watching sports.
Thing,
yeah, everybody's
right?
together. And
yeah,
there's good food and good. Drinking and
well, that's also something that you talk about a lot too.
Yeah,
With your friends, you're like, "Oh, hey, did you see how the so and so's did?" And man, that one guy, God, he pisses me off. You
people
know,
don't talk about at least in my circle, people don't talk about that a lot.
I think
here.
That has a lot to do with it too. I'm not really around a lot of people who are that follow sports.
Well, Greg, your circle is so small; it's sort of a circle of one.
Yeah,
so
just me.
It would have to be you talking
Along
about
to
it.
Myself.
Yeah,
I don't have many friends.
Mm.
Do you?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't have many friends?
I don't know.
Kind of.
Well,
yeah.
I guess I do. I have a...
I do.
I don't know.
Well, I do.
I mean, I think there are certain levels of, like, what...
Friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Facebook numbers.
No, God.
I have, like, over 900 of those.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Facebook friends? I don't even know how many I have.
I don't either.
I don't think I have 900, though.
They're all my very good friends.
Would you gauge your friends as the people who call you during a crisis?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but there are, yeah.
Do you know how many friends I have then?
How many friends?
Zero fucking friends.
That's not true. You have one.
I have one.
It was on the phone with you. God.
Can you imagine? I know. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
No, but that's true, right?
Okay, call you during a crisis? Yes. I didn't think it was a crisis.
I'm not giving just you shit. I'm just saying.
God,
like, but that's true, right? Like, you're going through a hard time.
Of course. Absolutely. And if you know about it, if you know that you're going through a hard time, if I'm going to tell you this now. If I
Go
knew
ahead.
You were going through a hard time,
mm-hmm.
I would have called you right away. And that is the way it is. I think there's a truth to that. If you know somebody is going through a hard time.
You call them.
You call
reach
them.
Out.
You reach out.
Now, let me tell you something.
Fuck.
I go through a hard time every day.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to reach out to you.
How many times do I call you a day?
And we try to help you through those hard times.
Yeah, how?
We've given up.
Wait, speak for yourself. Don't
up.
Do the
no,
royal
I
wait.
I know.
Given up on... What have you done
There's
to help?
There's only so much help you can give.
Oh, boy. This is like a mom and son relationship coming
Every
forward.
Now and then
what
you
What kind
gotta,
of help are you giving
You gotta me? Grab your own bootstraps and pull them up!
I don't wanna!
Pull them! Pull them! Pull them! Pull them! Pull
them! Okay.
Ooh. Oh, I hit you after you said yes.
Violence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Physical violence leads to regret. It's not wrong. It's just you regret it a lot.
For a little
so
bit.
Just don't do it.
Just for a while. The regret goes away.
I remember just, physical violence.
Oh.
And you feel bad about I didn't commit it, but being committed against me sometimes.
And then you feel bad about
no,
it?
No, I didn't feel bad
no,
about
but
it.
They
but
did.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
How do people who don't have jobs have jobs?
How do they get them?
No. How do people who don't have jobs have jobs?
What are you
Is this
even
a trick
talking
question?
About?
What is this?
It's just something to think about. Don't answer it. Don't have to answer it.
I can't answer it. It's not possible.
Let it settle in. Let it settle in.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't either.
What's the difference between apple? Just let it. Just take it in. You don't.
Apple and what?
Microsoft.
I don't want you to.
Apple and oranges?
Just what is the difference?
You need two things to differ between.
Yeah, you haven't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's trying to get philosophical.
How many times do I call you a day? If you're saying you wake up into a tough time every day, a crisis.
Good question, yeah.
How many times do I call you a day?
It's not a crisis.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you call me a day on average? Three.
Wow. How many times do you call me, Brian?
Once.
A day?
A week.
Greg?
Once.
A week?
A month.
A month? And Brian, how many times do you email me?
As rarely as possible.
Really? Really?
No, that's
when you do email me, what are you emailing me about?
I email you about technical questions.
Technical questions. Yeah. So you want to define, let's define a friendship here.
No. I email you about sometimes when there's love in my heart and I want to share it.
You did. You actually sent a loving email this week.
I sent that out.
Yeah. It made me feel really
I did that the last couple of days.
You felt good?
I liked it.
Uncomfortable.
Well, you had to see through it. You had to see, was this real? Is this real?
I thought it was bullshit.
I thought he was being facetious.
Why would you think that that's how
Because weird? Everything you say is like, you're an asshole. Because this is that circle of friends thing again.
Right.
What qualifies.
Right.
Well, I'll say that something that I think doesn't qualify is a person who just contacts you to get technical advice.
Brian has made Robert his tech support guy. I got to call tech support, *6.
Wait, isn't that Robert?
No, that's Robert speed dial.
Yeah, whatever. It's tech
whatever,
support.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I also
at least it's not in India. It's not a call center in India.
Yeah. That's true. Hello, can I help you?
Good morning, sir. What is it I could do to help you to rectify a problem with your Macintosh computer?
I have a question. Where are you?
We are in Istanbul.
Oh, See, I thought the call center was in Texas.
No, Schmexus. Okay, moving along.
What was your name again?
John Tin.
John Tin?
John Tin.
John Tin.
Two words. John, first name. Tin, second name.
Did you adopt that name?
It's my afternoon name.
Is that like an afterthought?
After you become a man and climb the mountain of gold, you become John Tin or John Dunn.
Two names that you get to choose from.
I chose wisely, I believe. I scaled the mountain of gold and rappelled down with spaghetti string. And when I reached the bottom, I was surrounded by some cans of tin, which led me to choose John Tin.
Mountain of gold. Do they let you take any of that?
No, goodness, no. Everyone must scale it. All the boys of the village.
Yes. So what age was that?
27.
You became a man.
Man at 27.
27. Did you wait, or was that's that normal?
That's normal.
Oh,
we must wait.
Oh, wow. John Tin.
John Tin.
What are my emails
to you like when I email you? What are my replies to the emails that we all share?
Let's see. Your emails to me are, so when are we meeting for the Shide Show? But you usually don't shoot that out. You usually just reply to me saying, when are we meeting for the Shide Show?
Quick. I don't send like
you
long.
You do not spend a lot of time talking.
No.
I will say that.
No.
I don't know. Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, about his email habits?
Yeah, about when you're pointing to Greg, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. About this guy here?
Greg that you're pointing to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Him?
Yep. The one you just gestured with your thumb.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Okay. What about him?
Emails from him.
Yeah, he
sends What are they
him.
Like?
Yeah, he sends them. They're usually 15 words or less.
That's true.
Is it because you're using your phone to do it?
Maybe. Sometimes. Not always.
See, that's the thing that I hate. Not having a smartphone yet.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine. Just wait. Yeah. I get a text from somebody who's on like a smartphone, like you on your Droid or you on yours. And it's like, so quick question. Can you tell me how to do X, Y, and Z? And the answer is actually like 15 lines of text that I would have to try to text back. And usually I'm like, oh, fuck. So I just call back. And then you probably texted because you were in a place where you couldn't answer
your phone.
Right. So it goes to message. And I'm like, oh, now I have to ask questions. There's so much more to this.
It's so surprising to me that you don't have like the ultimate smartphone.
I just upgraded my data plan to now include unlimited data, mm-hmm. even though my phone can't support that. But I have unlimited data, unlimited text, and unlimited talking for $60 a month through Whoa. T-Mobile, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So
here comes the iPhone.
I'm waiting for the iPhone 4S to be unlocked.
Steve Jobs, may he RIP, and I think his dying wishes were, let them all have it. Give it to them all.
I don't think that's what it was.
It was. Everyone's going to have an iPhone.
It was probably – I bet he said, what's the difference between Apple –
Oh, were you quoting him earlier?
And then he passed away before you could finish.
Steve Jobs, thank you.
Actually, yeah, Steve Jobs, thank you.
Seriously, Steve. Seriously.
We wouldn't be able to do the show if it weren't for him.
That's right.
That's very true.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Robert.
Yep.
Shide.
Thank you.
Gregory.
Yep.
Hoyt.
Thank you.
Brian.
Yeah. Yep.
Gerard.
Thank you.
Shide.
Yep.
Joe.
Thank you. Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
Boo.
Remember how we started? That's a long